This is the Portova compressor terminal near St. Petersburg, where gas meant for German markets is readied for delivery. And yet in these pictures, excess gas is being burned off. Which is odd, because for months the volume of gas sent to Germany via the Nord Stream 1 network has been cut. And for the next 3 days, nothing will come through it. Part of planned maintenance, says Gazprom. Part of President Vladimir Putin's politicking, says Germany.
We are literally paying a price. These stoppages have been bandied about in talk shows and political speeches as a rhetorical possibility over the summer. But it's not rhetoric, it's a bitter reality.
Which is why ministers have spent months trying to find gas from other sources. Part of the German government's coping strategy depends on installations like this one, a gas storage facility at Rüdersdorf outside Berlin. Here, it's already almost 95% full. And 95% capacity is the target the German government has set to be reached by the 1st of November. But storage of gas is only one aspect of the solution. One analyst says in the short term, everyone is being urged to use as little gas as possible.
Reduce demand in industry, in households, wherever you can. And not only industrial processes, but also in heat and heating systems, but also when it comes to electricity demand. And that's precisely why the government at the moment is trying to encourage all consumers, all sectors, to reduce demand, because that's what can bring down the consumption.
In theory, full gas storage will only cover German needs for a few winter months, which is why the government has been building new liquefied natural gas terminals on its North Sea coast, so that the LNG shipments it's been buying in can help cover any shortfall in the coldest months early next year. Covering German needs in the longer term involves breaking with Russian fossil fuels forever. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Rüdersdorf.